This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Fuel prices drifted down as the summer wore on, with the average cost of regular down to $3.84 a gallon, according to the Automobile Association. But diesel, while down more than 4% in a month, is up 55% from a year ago, $5.07 nationwide now. In rural areas where vehicles and other machines use a lot of diesel, this is a hardship. Wyoming Public Radio's Hugh Cook has that.
Matt Avery is a longtime rancher in Campbell County, Wyoming, who uses diesel fuel for his pickups and farm equipment. He says while prices have risen for many things, diesel costs have only added to the equation.
Everything has gotten completely out of proportion for what a cow can pay for now. And so with the diesel fuel and everything, it makes our profit margin a lot less.
He estimates his fuel costs have gone from around $3,500 to more than $6,000 over the last 6 months or so. And he says those costs have played a role in reducing the amount of acreage he replants. A study conducted by Iowa State University found that higher fuel costs are affecting rural communities more than urban areas. It pointed out that people in rural areas often travel farther distances than people in urban ones, and tend to drive larger, less fuel-efficient vehicles. University of Wyoming energy expert Rob Godby says there's also more competition among gas stations in urban areas.
If somebody across town lowers their price, then it's more likely the other stations lower their price, and eventually everybody does. If you have fewer stations, it's less likely that happens.
Beyond agriculture, other small businesses in rural areas are affected as well. Wyoming State Senator Troy McEwen owns a couple of grocery stores, including one in the rural town of Wright.
One of the things that's hurting us the most is anything that's petroleum-based. For example, the cost of refrigerant. You wouldn't think it's a big deal, but we use a lot of refrigerant, and that's gone up almost 400%.
Still, he's trying to hold the line on rising costs by doing things like reducing the number of shipments he brings in to cut transportation costs. And he says he's trying not to pass along price increases to his customers. In Gillette, Wyoming, I'm Hugh Cook for Marketplace.